From the Ravin Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1037th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Berlin Husky.
Well, just a poem on which you lean, never your love, just a go-between, chained to a heart that can't be free, the image of a man I thought it'd be. Alone so long, every nothing but blues for company. Well, things get worse, can't shake this curse, then start dragging the river or me. Flame of love once warmed my soul. Now it's a spot so dark and cold. Tears that I've cried won't fall more. Cause my heart just died at heaven's door. Alone so long, misery, death but blues for company. Will things get worse? Can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
Berlin Husky and Dragging the River, one of his latest capital releases. Thank you, Berlin, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Boy, we got a great show lined up for the people tonight, including such Grand Ole Opry regulars as Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers. And featuring as our special guest, that young singer who's been an opera favorite for a good many years, Justin Tubb.
Nice. We'll be hearing from Justin in a minute or so, but right now it's time to introduce a friend of mine that everybody calls a barefaced liar. But it's not the truth because he has a mustache. Let's make him welcome Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Furline.
Hello, Archie.
Glad to see you. Glad you could make it, buddy.
I'm glad I made it, too.
Hey, Furline, I'm just reading this Nashville paper here. You know, these headlines in these Nashville papers just too long.
Yeah?
But it takes too much time. See, we got a paper up Bull's Gap there where they cut it down and just print the bare essentials.
Make it short.
If it don't make sense, don't put it in there. I've got the same news in my paper that they got in that paper, and I can match any headline you read with just a very few words.
You make it much shorter, then.
Sure, you read a headline there, and I'll show you how to
Here's
cut it.
Here's one. One of Nashville's oldest sporting centers, Joe's Pool Room, burned last night. Damage estimated at $10,000. Joe's Pool Room was a favorite recreation spot for stars of the Grand Ole Opry.
See, that's too many words.
Well,
I got the
happened.
Same thing right here in just a few words.
Yeah.
Got it right here. Pool room burns. 20 guitar players left homeless.
Archie, here's one here.
You got another?
Yeah. A Nashville man, while under the influence of alcohol, was crossing a railroad track this morning at 2 o'clock. Now, if he'd seen the train a few seconds earlier, he could have jumped and saved his life.
See, there's too many words again. I got the same news right here about the drunk man. Here it is. Drunk man, late Friday. Should have jumped, but now it's too late.
Here's another one, Archie. A summer camp for girls burned down last night.
Summer camp for girls burned down.
Right, and the four girls escaped without injury, but were lost in the mountains with nothing on but their night clothes.
Well, I got that right here. I noticed that a while ago. Here's that. Justin Tubb reported missing in the mountains.
That's a good one. A woman, here's one, Archie. A woman admits that she murdered her seven husbands by poison.
Is that?
She married all seven husbands on the seventh day of the seventh month.
Seven husbands, married them on the seventh day of the seventh month.
Right.
I got that right here on the sports page.
Yeah.
Seven hits, seven runs, and no errors.
How about this one?
You got another?
Yeah, can you shorten this one?
Yeah.
Farmer Brown, who raises chickens, has reported that 25 of his prized chickens are missing.
Farmer Brown, who raises chickens, has reported that 25 of his prized chickens are missing?
Right.
Let me see. I got that. Oh, yeah, I got that right here, Ferlin. Nashville Police Force have big chicken fry.
They got him.
Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the sage of Bulls Gap, Tennessee. The police department got him in time. Thank you, Archie, for those words of wisdom. Last time we heard from our guest. So let's bring him on with a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome, Justin Tubbs. Well, Justin, it's a real pleasure to have you here at the opera with us this evening.
Thank you, Grant. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Say, what you been doing lately?
Oh, working around a little and cutting a record or two.
Well, you ought to tell him about the fishing trip. No, maybe you better not either, because it's pretty hard to believe of him catching a fish that weighed 7 pounds and was 3 foot long.
Well, I'm not sure I believe that myself, Perlin. Well, maybe we just better have him sing a song.
He sings a lot better than fishing.
Yeah. Well, here he is, neighbor, Justin Tubb, with one of his latest Decca releases, I Know You Do.
I know you don't love me like you used to do. Your kisses have told me, so I know it's true. You're wanting to tell me you love someone new. And don't say you don't. I know you do. Oh, I know you'd love me if you only could. And if I can't have you, then somebody should. So go on and leave me. You love someone new. Don't say you don't dare. I know you do.
Boy, Justin has sure come a long way in the past few years.
Yeah, he sure has, Grant. He's just about as popular with the folks all over as Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And that's saying a whole lot,
eh? It is for sure, Perlin, because just about everybody likes Prince Albert. Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor the smoker just go for. It's got that smooth and easy-going taste that's just right, whether in a pipe or roll your own.
That's right, Grant. But we don't ask anybody to take our word for it. We just say the proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And on top of all that, Prince Albert is crimp cut. And that means it packs right. It burns slow and cool without hot spots. And because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelf direct to you. So all you pipe smokers or roll your own men for a mild and mellow tasty smoke, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, to show off their ability to the tune of that old-timer, Mississippi Sawyer. All right, Ralph.
Now turn around, you're going wrong. That's when you meet your partner at home. Swing the needle, smile, wear away, back your heart. Swing, mow, and swing, paw, and swing. A little gal from Arkansas, and everybody dancing. On you go, to the end of it, then turn out door. Swing, mow, everybody dancing. Later down, later, and you know, so later on, Jim, 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 go. Hands up, go, and put on the left. Swing, roll, swing, and fire, and step. Swing, mow, and swing, paw, and swing. Yes, gal from Arkansas, everybody dancing.
Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, dancers. That was some of the finest fiddle playing and fancy stepping I've seen in a long time. Well, Furlan, now that the dancing's over, it's time we heard from you. And you know what I wish you'd do?
Know what, Grant?
Well, I wish you'd sing that great song that you recorded for Capitol a while back, the one that expresses so simply yet solidly mankind's belief in the power and the glory of the Creator. In case you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, the name of the song is I Saw God.
Thank you, Grant. Here's the Jordanaires to help me out. I saw God on the mountain. It was grand beyond compare. How do I know I saw Him? Because the mountain was there. I saw God by the seashore, saw His presence everywhere. How do I know I saw Him? Because the sea was bare.
I saw God in the garden, His tender, loving care. How do I know I saw Him?
A rose was blooming there, but I see God most clearly each night when I climb stare. How do I know I see Him? My love lies sleeping there.
Thank you so much, friends. Thank you very much. You're a wonderful audience.
Now, Furlan, it's time for a little change of pace. So here's that master of the electric guitar, Chet Atkins, as he plays Listen to the Mockingbird. Thank you, Chet. Thank you so much. That was great. But don't go away, neighbors, because the show is just getting started. Our next entertainer is a gal who says, love is blind, but marriage is a regular eye-opener. Miss June Carter.
Hello, Berlin.
Hi, June.
Listen, I've had the awfulest time this week. You folks don't know what's happened to me this week. I've had a terrible catastrophe befall me this week. That Ernest Tubb got in one of them little sports cars, you know, and he hit me with that thing.
He did.
I have been hit by one of them little foreign sports cars, and I've been in the hospital having it removed. I fixed that old smart aleck, buddy. I got my little foreign sports car, and I hit him. I hit him and knocked him 40 feet, buddy. And I've been in court all day long suing him.
What are you going to sue him for if you hit him?
For leaving the scene of an accident, Furley. Me and Ernest, you see, the reason we're driving these little foreign sports cars, we've joined the beatniks. Y'all have seen them, ain't you? Them things that run around. Well, we seen one today. You ought to seen that beatnik we seen today. Had on a sweatshirt and long hair and dirty and a beard. She was just awful looking. Yeah. She was terrible. But Ernest, he got in his little sports car the other day, and he got in and forgot to fasten his safety belt. And he got out and unfastened his safety belt, and his britches fell off. You know, listen, you got to be first rate to be a beatnik, and old Ernest like not to got in.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was in the 5B class.
What's the 5B stand for?
Well, that's baldness, bifocals, bridge work, bay window, and bunions. That was Ernest. But that's all right. Old Ernest, he tried. He's just 22, you know.
He's getting younger, ain't he?
Yeah, he's getting younger. He's going by Jack Benny's calendar. It's got 24 months in a year in it. But he's a good old boy, Ernest is, and we had a lot of fun with that sports car that we was in. Listen, let me tell you one thing about that old Ernest Tubb. Just cause they snow on the roof, ain't no sign that that fire's out in the basement, buddy. We had a lot of fun in them little old sports cars. Mine is what you call a pleasure car. It's a pleasure to get out of the dead burn thing, to tell you the truth. You're just all hunkered up in a knot in there, sitting in there in that little old car. It has what is known as an indifferent horn.
Indifferent horn.
Indifferent horn. Yeah, it just don't give a toot. We'd went out for a little ride today. We was about 25 miles out of Nashville, and I told Ernest, I said, Ernest, we ought to be getting back to Nashville. And he said, no. And his head went from left to right like that, and I said, we got to get back home, Ernest. And he says, oh, no. And his head kept going from left to right, from left to right, from left to right, hollering, no, no, no. It was an hour before I found out that his nose was hung in the windshield wiper.
Here's Ferlin Husky for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert, that's PA.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffing, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor, smokes cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert. Now, neighbors, here's Justin Tubb back once more, this time to sing another of his great records, Almost Lonely. Justin Tubb.
Well, I gave you enough rope to hang.
He took off like Buster's game. You found yourself somebody new, counting on me being blue. Well, I'll admit it hurt right smart. You come pretty close to breaking my heart. Crying in one eye over you, but the other ones are looking for someone new. Almost lonely, just about blue. I'm pretty near broken up, it's true. I almost can't go to sleep at night. They just about kill me, baby. But not quite.
Great Decca Records, Almost Lonely. Thank you, Justin, and thanks for being here with us tonight. Well, now, there's nothing like a quick change of pace to keep a show rolling, we always say. So here's our opera regular at the piano, Miss Del Wood, playing one of her great RCA Victor hits, Queenie of the Town. Del Wood. Queenie of the Town. Thank you so much, Del. Now back to our star, Ferlin. In all the entertainment we've had here, we haven't had much of a chance to talk tonight. You know that.
Yeah.
What have you been doing lately, and what are your plans for the future?
Well, I don't pry into your personal affairs, do I?
Well, a star like you, Ferlin, hasn't got any personal life. You know, everybody's interested in what you do.
Oh, life gets pretty dull, though, I'll tell you. No, but I've been fishing a little and working personal appearances and fixing to do a TV dramatic series this fall, about September. Tomorrow, I'm in Anderson, Indiana, at the Mockingbird
park of some kind. Well,
any good. Indiana people here?
Well, they're here. They're here tonight. They'll be out there tomorrow, maybe some of them will. Thank you, Ferlin, and good luck to you. Now, it's time as you sang a song, so neighbors, here's Ferlin Husky with his great all-time capital hit, Gone.
Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars, the sky, know the reason why I cry. Love divine once was mine, now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Since you've gone, my heart, my lips, my tear-dimmed eyes, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart, now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Oh, the love that I've tasted, I was wrong. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
what I give,
what I give for the life I've wasted. That I've tasted, I was wrong. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Well, neighbors, that's just about all the time we have tonight. Mighty nice to have you drop in on us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week, won't you, when Hank Snow will be sort of bossing things. And he'll have as a special guest star one of the greatest songwriters in the business, our good buddy Floyd Tilghman. Until then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry!
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camels, a real cigarette, America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.